Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning. Friday, we made it. We here together again.
We are here.
Sing.
Yeah, finally.
Survive.
Yo, last night, you know, Laura Stiles was, Mama Stiles was on the town, the whole family. I seen y'all at a fashion show, bro.
Oh, my
y'all
God.
Y'all was with, like, you know, one of the flyest families out, you know. Russell Wilson, Sierra, and the kids.
I know. Yeah, we really. So Russell Wilson made a debut for his line, his kids line, and it was the grand opening of the rookie store in Union Square. So they had a fashion show with all the football players. I'm sure you guys would know who the football players were, but
damn, kids. Lord, damn.
Victor Cruz's daughter walked in the show. I saw Fab there. And his kids. And, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, all the who's who kids was there. But it was super cute. My girl Dasha Polanco, Adrian Bailon was there. Everyone was supporting Sierra and Russell Wilson and their foundation. You know, they have a foundation that gives relief, COVID relief. So it was a nice combination of just like everybody. He was there to show love. But, yeah, and for the grand opening of the rookie store in Union Square, which is a kid store. It's mad cute. Super cute.
Super dope. So you told Russell and Sierra we love them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sierra remembered you?
She was just kind of, I don't know if she remembered me or not, but she was super sweet.
Nicest person ever, right?
Ain't she? Super sweet.
Nicest person ever.
Yeah. It was nice. Good vibes.
There you go. Well, look, man, it's time for some shenanigans. Shawnee Culture was, you know, I got word that Shawnee Culture was, I think he was, streets was talking. It was like, yo, Shawnee Culture was on like a rooftop somewhere filming, shooting the culture movement yesterday or something.
Yeah.
That's when the streets was hitting me. Like, yo, I seen Shawnee on a rooftop.
How'd you hear that?
Doing a show or something.
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah, nah, you know, each and every Monday on Hot 97's IG Live, I do Culture Movement Monday.
Yeah.
So that's everything that's a pipeline for the culture. You know what I'm saying? So clothes, fashion, artists, music, entrepreneurs, whatever it is, I try to create a platform. So we was recording the artists on a roof in Dumbo.
Yeah.
It was super dope. Yeah.
Yo, I got my ear to the streets, B. Anything moving?
Wow.
They be hitting the old man like, yo, this is what I seen, man.
Wow.
They be reporting.
Oh, my God, reporting back.
Yo, that's crazy.
But it's not like on some like, it's just on some like, yo, just in case things go left. You know what I'm saying? We sent up the bat signal.
Okay,
me and Issa got a suit up.
Fly
you know what
out,
I'm saying?
Fly out. Okay.
Pull up. You know what I mean?
That's
it. That's all they saying.
I appreciate the guard.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. They just like, yo, just so you know.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm like, okay, everything smooth? All right, cool. Yo, shenanigan time on a Friday. Let's do it. We got Anthony and Renee. Yo, we might have to play some Renee this morning. Renee, that's one of your favorite songs?
It actually is.
Yeah, we're going to have to play that Lost Boys this morning.
It's so depressing, though.
I mean, only because you've analyzed the lyrics, Rosenberg. But, like, I mean, in general, it's a bop. You know what I mean?
No. I agree it's still a confirmed bop. Just a little sad bop at the
end. It is. It doesn't end well. But, Renee, that's a joint we're going to play. Man, come on, man. Anthony.
Yo,
what up, my guy? You all right?
Yeah, at work.
Where you working?
Maintenance supervisor for a private school.
There it is. Wait, so now you guys ain't out yet, or you got to work through the off season?
We work through everything.
Whew. Shout out to all the maintenance guys. What school you at? It's one of them super nice joints.
St. John's Prep.
Okay. Oh yeah.
High school.
Yeah. Hey,
in Astoria.
Hey, nice. Anthony got the gig over there, B. Super gig. Now, Renee, where are you headed this morning?
I'm actually headed to work as well.
Where do you work?
I work at CubeSmart, the storage facility. I'm a general manager.
Popping. popping. You got the discount?
I do.
I mean, listen, you know, everybody's a winner today. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
Pull up and ask for Renee.
Yes, definitely.
Met her on the way home from John Jay. You know what I'm saying?
True. Smoking boom and the whole nine.
Renee, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles?
Laura Stiles.
Yes.
Me and you, Renee. Listen, I got a prize this morning, too, okay? The winner is going to be able to hang out at Hot 97's exclusive 4th of July rooftop barbecue featuring Brooklyn's own Young Devin. So everyone who attends will also get a chance to win Summer Jam tickets. Music by DJ Drewski, and it's all made hot by Long Island Chef Lamar.
60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Here we go.
Friday vibes. Okay. All right. Who confirmed he is having a seventh child?
Laura. Nick Cannon.
That is correct. Six days after his twins were born. I didn't even know.
Yeah,
What was Istanbul called?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Istanbul was called Constantinople.
That's right, before 1930. Who was told by Usher that
Laura. T-Pain,
that he ruined music is correct. From what grain is the Japanese spirit? Ebro.
The Japanese spirit sake is made from rice.
That is correct. It's tie game. Who has announced he is going on the all?
Ebro.
Ebro.
J. Cole and 21 Savage.
That is correct. Name the coffee shop in the sitcom
Ebro.
Friends. Ebro. Ooh.
The coffee shop in the sitcom Friends. Whites only.
Incorrect.
No. That's not.
Essential Perks.
Never watch Friends.
Is correct. Tie
Ooh, good
game.
Tie,
okay. Friday. Okay.
Whites only.
That might have been a sign in the window.
No.
But it wasn't the name of the spot.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
While on a boat and facing forward.
Ebro.
What?
Ebro.
You are facing starboard. Starboard.
That may be correct, but incorrect. Oh. I'll finish the question.
Damn it, man.
While on a boat and facing forward, which side is starboard?
On a boat and facing forward. To your right?
Is that your final answer?
Yes, what? I don't know.
Wait, did the game rules say?
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Laura wins.
Gosh, I was like, I didn't get this one.
Laura wins. Renee, on the way home from John Jay. You got some shout outs?
I do. I want to shout out to my family, grandmother. Shout out to you guys. I listen to you every morning. You're amazing.
Thank you, Renee. I love Renee.
Yo, man. I love Renee, too. Let's play the tune.
Which one, the original or the remix?
I think the remix is the one that is the one, right?
That's the one, yeah.
Remix is the one.
That's the bop.
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
some new albums out today you should experience if you like raps. You know what I'm saying? Them raps. DJ Drama is all over that Tyler the Creator album that just dropped 16 records. And then, you know what I'm saying, the ever so talented Dynamic Doja Cat album is also out, which is, woo. We got to play some things off of that, too. We're going to have to play some Tyler and some Doja today. You know what I mean? Yo, Doja got a record with Ariana Grande, The Weeknd, J.I.D. Of course, y'all know SZA. She got Young Thug on the album, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Doja. Dope. Let's go. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights, and Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
So, Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart are to recap the Tokyo Olympics.
Where though?
So
where
though?
On NBC?
Yes. So, according to Deadline, Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg are to helm. It's called Olympic Highlights, a feature comedy recap commentary for Peacock. It's under the NBC Universal umbrella.
Bravo.
This is so dope.
That's a great idea.
Right?
Whoever approved this, thought of this, bravo. You want people to pay attention to the Olympics? This is one of the great many things happening right here.
So I'm guessing that they'll just watch. They'll just show them stuff and they'll like do it from a studio and
I'm sure
make fun of things of the day.
Yeah, I think so.
And just
so.
Be crazy.
But
that girl Sha'Carri Richardson too is another reason people watching the Olympics.
Of course.
And then also the women running for Jamaica, another reason people watching the Olympics. The track and field thing is shaping up out here.
U.S. gymnastics. Let's go.
Oh yeah, and Simone Biles.
Yeah. So it should be interesting because you know there was a lot of. You know, a lot of people were very hesitant, and the Tokyo Olympics are not going to have the same amount of, you know, like, not a lot of people, no one can attend, I think. It's only for Tokyo residents, and even then, I've heard that Tokyo residents are kind of hesitant. They're still, because COVID is still kind of crazy over there. So this is a great way to bring attention to it. But yo, Snoop Dogg stays with a job, right? Like, he stays.
I mean, hardest working man in showbiz.
Talk to him.
It's so good to see, and he does such a great job. So, yeah, that's dope. That's your Flesh and Lights report. The time is 7:03. Today is going to be another beautiful day. High of 81, guys. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Look, coming up, we got congratulations. You played yourself, Rudy Giuliani. I mean, that's a layup.
What?
What?
Yes. Bruh. Again?
Bruh, it don't stop. This is... It don't stop, bro. It just don't stop. You know? So we got that up. Anybody else need to be on there? Let us know. Friday Vibes with Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
This hour made hot by Premier Boxing Champions.
QHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Oh. Friday. What the weather talking about, Laura Styles? What we doing today with the weather?
It's going to be nice. Another beautiful day. It's a high of 81 degrees. A little cloudy, but still, it's going to be nice.
There it is. Ebro Laura Rosenberg back again, closing out the week strong. Yo, next week, it's kind of one of those crazy weeks, man. July 4th falls on a weekend this year.
This year, July 4th fell on a Sunday.
But how many people just going like, vamp out by like Thursday. Just pew, 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 pew. Because if you're going to take some extra days, this next week is one of those weeks where you use vacation days and turn it into a whole situation, like a 6-day weekend. Because July 4th falls on a weekend, so they're not really going to try to give you no days off, so you're going to have to take them.
Right, so what? It's on a Sunday, you said?
You know, they're giving you a day off, though.
What's the day off?
We have Monday off?
Yeah, Monday after the 4th.
I mean, I didn't know. I don't know.
Yeah. There's no.
I don't know if that's a thing.
No, it's a thing. There's definitely a day off. I'm not talking about Hot 97.
He's just talking about in the real world.
Okay. Come on,
regular people, we work
here.
No, we're off. We're off that Monday.
You sure?
You sure?
This ain't Juneteenth. Where they've made up a decision. on this one. Unfortunately, they didn't make that decision in time for Juneteenth. But trust me, July 4th, they're not playing around.
Oh, official word says we're off.
We're off. Yo, and on the recap, I never recapped this on for the listeners when I was up here talking crazy to the company that owns Hot 97. They sent out an email later that day talking about next year they're going to make sure it's a holiday for Juneteenth.
For us?
Yeah.
Wow.
For the whole station.
Black. I'm with
black.
That.
So and I didn't even properly give the media code, the company that owns Hot 97, this button right here.
Oh. Congratulations, you played yourself. So
all that big y'all should did that early, bro. Playing yourself, playing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Playing yourself.
Well, let's really process how big a congratulations the whole thing is that this didn't get figured out, even in the country, till like the day before. It was kind of trash. Like, the whole government thing and it becoming officially a holiday was like the 16th, 17th.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I mean,
they waited right up to the wire.
And then it fell on a Saturday. Yo, black people get screwed even when they're trying to do something that's supposed to be nice.
Right.
I mean, next year falls on a Sunday, so, you know, 3-day weekend maybe?
Yep. Yeah. It'll be a 3-day weekend next weekend. Or next year, for sure. Hit the button again.
Congratulations. Okay. You played yourself.
Now, you may have heard of a man named Rudy Giuliani, who was once known as America's mayor. Remember that?
I do remember it very well.
Oh, wow. Man, the fall from grace is different. Your man yesterday, Giuliani, got unanimously disbarred from practicing law. Kicked out.
Really?
Because of all the lies that he told in the courtroom, out of the courtroom, everything. Dunzo. That he lied on behalf of Trump and this election stealing shenanigans they keep running. So, first of all, hit the button on that.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And if you ever think that taking money from Donald Trump to be his lawyer is a good idea, let me preemptively give you...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because everybody goes to jail.
Except him.
Now, you want to hear something crazy, crazy? I want to go down a rabbit hole this morning?
I mean, let's do
Rachel Maddow on MSNBC last night took me down a rabbit hole. Rudy Giuliani is the second lawyer to be disbarred working for Donald Trump. How about this? This is how far back Trump's shenanigans and criminality go. Trump had a lawyer named Roy Cohn. Roy Cohn was a mobster lawyer. He also used to work for McCarthy, the senator, who worked to get Julius and Ethel Rosenberg killed.
What?
That's how far this goes back.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I did not know that. And Roy Cohn also, 35 years ago, got disbarred.
Oh, I didn't know that part. I didn't know that Roy Cohn got disbarred.
And you know who the character witness was for Roy Cohn when he got disbarred?
Donald Trump.
Donald J. Trump.
Congratulations.
35.
You played yourself.
Yo, they've been running these shenanigans this whole time, Shiny Culture.
Wow.
Bro, but everyone knows.
It's the same people, bro.
Wow.
But he's been scamming and thieving his entire life. Like, he's had to have... You have to be a trash lawyer to roll with Trump because you know he's a liar. He doesn't pay people. He's not an honorable person. Half of the way he built his empire was making deals with companies where he wouldn't pay. Then he'd get sued, and he'd have to have lawyers who were so unscrupulous that they didn't care. And then the congratulations would be he wouldn't pay them either. So who's really willing to work with a guy like that? That's high level. Around the impeachment, he couldn't find a good lawyer. He couldn't get a good lawyer to represent him when he was president of the United States.
It's insane.
Yo, hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Laura, what you got today?
That was me. I was going to talk about Giuliani.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hit me with the button.
Jeez.
Congratulations. You well, played
I
yourself.
I told Laura Style's story right after I told her, yo, do the Giuliani story.
No, that's, that was very...
I faxed off the air. Was like, yo, Laura, you do the Giuliani. I'll do something else. And still stole
well,
it.
Well, like, Ebro, we do call you Ebro Trump sometimes. Because you have moments where you just take and you don't even realize it.
I was like, what happened?
Crazy. Now, speaking of Trump, someone who I always find to be very Trumpian got played yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yesterday in a way that I enjoyed.
What happened?
The head of Barstool, you may recognize him. He's in the New York Post, it feels like, every day. Dave Portnoy. He was on Fox Business. You know, he's a big stock guy. And he was on Business yesterday, talking with a black dude from Fox Business, who I don't know anyone on Fox Business. A dude named Charles Payne.
Not for me.
And he started getting a little bit loud with Charles Payne. And I guess this dude on Fox Business had enough. Here you go.
Uh-oh.
Did you, were you able to catch that?
You're being a little bitch.
He said.
Oh.
On Fox Business. One more time, kids.
Okay.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's Charles Payne from Fox Business calling Dave Portnoy a little bitch on national TV. I really enjoyed that.
Wow.
I didn't know it was the content I needed yesterday, but I know I really, really loved seeing it.
Jeez.
That's what you get. Dave Portnoy always talking loud and like he knows something. But guess what? Sometimes the shoe fits. Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself. So all that big willy talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself,
yeah. Playing yourself. I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, man, y'all got to get out here and listen to this, Tyler, the Creator album. Lil Wayne on there going off.
Yeah, that record sounded
Young
really
Boy.
Good.
DJ Drama is hosting it. Or like it's a gangster grizzles.
Well, and that, yeah, like we heard the first two songs and we're like, wow, Drama's on a lot. We didn't realize it was going to be an entire
project.
It was basically, Shawnee, the setup is it's supposed to feel like it's just a Drama mixtape, but it's Tyler's album.
And he's hitting bars, beats, what? I mean, feel it's street.
Yeah, some of it.
Well, you know, some people would be, you know, if you're not really into him and been following him, you might not know because his image isn't barsy, gritty, kind of, you know what I'm saying?
He does both. He's rapping, rapping on there, and then
that's
he's got
some L, Shawnee. Yeah,
some dope melodies on there.
Yeah, I like Tyler. Definitely got bars.
Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. Curved has happened next. People get curved every day, B. If it ever happens to you, we'll help you out. We'll call the person. We'll track them down and figure out why you got curved. See if we can help you learn a little something, a little, you know what I mean? Self-awareness. Maybe even straighten it out every now and then. That happens. They go on another date. Yeah. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Where is he?
Oh, NBA playoff action coming up this weekend. That's right. Shout out to the Suns with the big win last night. I mean, the loss. Sorry, Clippers with the win last night.
Clippers with the win last night. So no Suns in four.
No Suns in four guy. So if you got a Suns in four tattoo, you're disappointed.
That happened?
I think people were out here, man, doing everything Sons and Four.
Yo, all I want to say is Sons and Four guy, whoop somebody ass again so y'all could, you know what I mean?
Right.
Get yo, this I saw going. I saw videos of the Sons and Four guy taking selfies at the stadium.
Yeah.
Yo, he was so happy. He didn't even know what was going on. He's like, why are people coming up? Yo, and then I saw another video. I didn't watch it, but I saw there was dude who got beat up by Sons and Four guy speaks out in interview.
Yeah.
Would you rather be the Sons and Four guy or the dude who got beat up by the Sons and Four guy?
No, I'm like, God, who wants to be that guy?
Yo, that dude, man. The beat up. Now, how was the dude that got beat up by the Sons and Four guy's face?
It didn't look too bad. Okay. But, like, the fact is, you have to know that for the rest of your life, not only were you beat up by Sons and Four guy, who became a hero because he beat your ass, but you also, after he hit you 8 times, he held you in place while he punched your friend, and then he came back to you after holding you in place. That's and tough.
Yo, melted him.
Oh.
Melted him. Wow, man.
I'm excited for more Milwaukee-Atlanta this weekend, though. This watching Trae Young become into a superstar in front of our eyes is kind of fun.
Now, I'm enjoying it. I'm seriously enjoying it. I'm not enjoying the moment that we have to hear everybody in ATL. Not only did they take hip-hop, but... And they're running hip-hop right now. But they running NBA, too?
A lot of pressure
Atlanta's
on Giannis.
Got it, man.
Giannis better save us from Atlanta.
Atlanta
talking is forever.
Wow. Yo, but wouldn't it be – the worst thing is going to be – because this happens to the Falcons – is if Atlanta makes it all the way to the finals and doesn't close.
Oh, yeah. No one cares again. Yeah, they just –
Oh, man. That'll be heartbreak. That'll be heartbreak. Call right now. We got some love for you. We'll get you in the building. Ooh, it's DJ John. Nice shirt, John. Nice shirt, John. John is wearing a picnic table print.
Oh, thanks.
Button up today. Are you going somewhere special? Did your lady dress you this morning? What happened here?
No, I have a busy day, though. I do have a busy day. I have a in-store event with Puma. And
okay, so you dress nice for that?
Yeah, and then I'm DJing Michael Che's comedy show at Caroline's tonight. So
Michael Che, what's up, man?
So, yeah.
Now, John, I have a question for you. This is not an insult. This is a real question. Can you button that shirt? Like, is that an option? Full,
yeah.
Like, can...
Yeah.
I'd be curious how it looked with the full-on button, because what he has is the picnic table print, but it's open with the shirt under it.
Well, that's just
which is fashionable.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it flow, man. Looks good.
Style. Let me look.
Well, you want to know if it can...
Well, I just think it might look good. I've never seen... Because I've seen him do this before. I don't think I've ever seen him go full button up.
Well, when he wears suits and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen him go full button up with suits.
Yeah, but it's not a suit, guys. It's a cash shirt. It's not.
Casually open.
Casually. There you go, John. Talk fashion to Rosenberg. Put Rosenberg in his place.
Hold on. I think I have something. Yo...
You better shut your white mouth.
Oh. Wow. Thank you, John. Well done, John. All right.
Well done, John.
You know what?
Wow, John.
What are you giving away, John? What do you got for the people? Tickets go on sale this morning, 10 a.m. for what, John?
Hot 97, 2021. Ooh. Summer Jam, baby, it's going down. August 22nd.
Migos, Meek Mill, A Boogie.
Yeah, MetLife Stadium, baby.
Sweetie. Rosenberg real late set with Griselda.
Mr. Festival.
Drewski and Friends. Megan Wright and Friends. Swizz Beatz presents the DMX tribute for New York City.
Fire. The Friends and Friends. We out here.
We out here.
Tickets on sale today, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And it's Friends going and down. More.
It's going down. We need y'all in the building. The post-pandemic summer jammy.
Ooh. Talk about it.
Situation. Yo, Moneybag Yo's in the building, too. That's going to be phenomenal. Also, Faruko, L Alpha, and CJ, presented by the Heavy Hitters, Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda, special performance, and many more to be announced.
Really?
Well, there's and Friends. There's a few plus and many more.
And special guests.
Special guests. Yo, we got it covered, B.
And it just be a party. You know what I'm saying?
Facto.
In general.
Facto.
We got Alyssa on the line.
Alyssa, good morning.
Yes. Hello?
Hello. Alyssa, hello.
Hola.
Hi, 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 hi.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey. Hey, Alyssa.
Hi, guys. I'm just excited.
Well, we're excited to have you, Alyssa. Thank you for joining the program. Answer this question super fast, Alyssa, so you could be in the building at the post-pandemic summer jammy.
Summer jammy.
All right, Alyssa, here we go. The Olympics will happen in what city this year? Or happening?
Tokyo, Japan. Tokyo.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right, man. Alyssa, correct.
I miss Tokyo, man.
DJ John.
Remember Summer Jam Tokyo, Ebro?
Yeah, it was
Summer
great.
Jam Tokyo was litty.
It was.
We'll be back one day.
Yeah. Can you tell us, DJ John, yes, who founded the International Olympic Committee in 1894?
Oh, he ain't gonna get
Wait, what? Yo, she just... you can't answer for me. Like, I'm not even done. Let me think about this question, because it's a very... 1894, 1784... Yeah, I don't got nothing for you, because
Pierre de Coubertin.
Yeah, Pierre de Coubert.
Wow.
Coubert.
Alyssa, you going to Summer Jam?
Summer Jam.
Alyssa.
Alyssa? We lost Alyssa.
Thanks.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, there it is. Alyssa, you in the building. Who you taking with you?
Thank you. Probably my daughter. I got teenagers. She just finished school, so.
How old is she now?
17. She'll be 17.
Okay, she's Summer Jam. That's a Summer Jam.
Oh, yeah.
17 for sure.
In there.
For sure. It's the people I see when they got their 10 and 11 year old in there. I'm like, nah. Right.
You're gone too far.
You're gone too far. Listen, we got to get some info. Hang on the way. Flashing Lights, Laura Stavs.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, guys, Derek Chauvin is getting sentenced today in the George Floyd murder. I'll give you details on what's happening. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
You know what I need right now, though, Cash One? I need that Wiz Kid. It's Friday. We need to hear that Essence, B.
Come on, B.
Temp.
Vibes? This is like...
This right here will get you right.
Woosa. Shout out to
Yes.
Africa.
Shawty, why the creepy whisper?
Yeah, man, you mad creepy.
You know what I'm saying? For my people. Y'all hear me, yo.
That makes it even creepier.
Shout out to Africa, yo.
Yo, it's nuts. It's like porno. I don't understand what's going on.
No, see where your mind is at?
Whoa.
Shout out to Africa, yo.
There you go. Hey, normal out loud.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Absolutely.
Like, song by song. Like, yo, we should do a Versus for Reasonable Doubt.
Oh, it's God. 25 years today.
Right? It's a big deal.
What do you mean a Versus for Reasonable Doubt? Explain.
Yeah, like what?
Where like
what,
one person picks a song, you're like, yo, I got one better.
Like we go through each track,
okay,
and talk about each song, how dope they are, the level in which they hit, because they all hit on different levels. I don't know. Just analyze Reasonable Doubt. We're in New York on Hot 97, the 25th anniversary of the first album of, let's be real, love him, hate him, however you feel, the GOAT.
That's it. That he is.
That's like
Jay-Z has taken rap the farthest, period, in the discussion.
I'm not saying he's the number one rapper who's ever lived. I'm saying he's the GOAT. Like, this is, he's taking it further. As Ebro just said, absolutely. huge body of work, huge influence, global superstar, married to the biggest superstar in the world right now. Businesses beyond belief. You know, people don't give him credit, but really does great things socially.
Wait for it. The thing that everyone always talks about, he owns his music.
That's big.
Sure does.
Does he own Reasonable Doubt?
He does not own Reasonable Doubt.
Okay.
Who, Priority still owns that?
Nah, I think Dame owns Reasonable Doubt.
I think there was some drama happening recently with that, too.
Yeah.
I think. I recently watched the movie Backstage. It was so interesting to see them together in their prime and how different Jay and Dame are. And I firmly believe that Dame was needed for Hove to make it to where he made it in the early days. But it's amazing they lasted as long as they did, just when you watch them together, seeing personality-wise how different they are.
Yep.
It's fascinating.
But, you know, like you said, they were business partners. You know what I'm saying? It was good. It was working for business.
Well, he changed.
One from Harlem, one from Brooklyn. You know, they had a plan.
Well, and Jay needed Dame to be the outspoken salesman, as I think a lot of artists really do need. They need that salesman next to them.
Tell their story.
Tells everyone how dope they are.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That way you could just be the dope artist. You ain't got to tell your own story. Somebody else telling your story.
But yeah, I recommend Backstage if you want to go back to a time that feels... It's probably 18 years ago, 19 years ago. It feels like it's a million years ago.
Let's get into flashing lights now. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
So finally, it's here, guys. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who murdered George Floyd. They're closing the chapter in this case because his sentencing will happen today.
Mm. Now, what's he facing? How many? 40
something? He's facing decades in prison. A lot of legal experts are predicting 20 to 25 years. I think he's facing 40, but people are thinking he's just going to get like 20 or 25 years.
We know how Pee-wee feels about this.
We rock with you, my G.
Word. Yeah, he has a lot to say about this.
Yeah. You know?
It's gonna be a very interesting day today.
Predicting 20 to 25 years.
That's the prediction. What do you guys think?
Over under. Who's got more than 25 on this program?
How could anyone who lives in America reasonably predict that he gets more than expected?
Right. Under 15.
You're going under 15, Shani?
Yep. Max 15.
Max 15. 15 and below.
That he'll do. Yeah.
All right.
I think he's going to do the 25 just because of how popular this this case was. You know what I mean? So I think that they might give him the 25.
Are you satisfied, Ibra, with 25?
No, none of this. No. I said months ago. Maybe longer. No matter how this plays out, I won't be satisfied. We watched Derek Chauvin murder someone slowly.
Yep.
Slow. Time to think about it. On camera. People walked up to him multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what are you doing? Yes.
What are you doing? Why are you still doing this? Hey, can you... Yo, the EMT showed up like, can we check the dude out? He's still on his neck.
Right.
A woman that was an EMT without uniform said, I am an EMT. What? You are killing him. Let me check his pulse. And they were like, no.
You mean to tell me there are people that think that there's a world where this person, Derek Chauvin, shouldn't be... serving a life sentence or more?
Right.
Or more.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean.
Well, yeah, or more is the death penalty.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I was going to say, I'm not generally in favor of the death penalty, but I will say from a satisfaction standpoint in this case, it's hard for you to think anything but them flipping the switch on this guy would do it.
Listen, he's 45 years old. Okay? If he gets 20, he's only going to be 65 when he gets out.
Probably
that's the sad part.
Full
20.
And he won't even, and even if they sentence him to the full 20, he's not serving it all.
He's getting out on good behavior.
Yep.
So there's that. When we went into this, we on this program, we even cautioned ourselves, like, yo,
there's no result.
Brace yourself. There's no result that is actually satisfactory. We just want to see how the system functions.
Right. Right. It's more about the principle of what they do, but it's not going to be satisfying.
Nah. And it's too often. It's every time. It's not even too often. It's every time.
We just want to be sure that it's, at least according to official rules, illegal to kill black people for no reason.
Right.
That's the baseline anyone was hoping to see here.
How about no? The baseline was, because we already know they don't care about killing black people for no reason. We already know that. The baseline was, will they convict someone who killed a man slowly on camera who happened to be black?
Mm-hmm.
It was a slow death, y'all.
Yeah, public. Everyone saw it.
9 minutes.
But he also
slow.
But he didn't happen to be black either. Because the whole thing doesn't happen if he's not black.
Right.
It was a slow death.
Yep.
So we'll see, guys. We'll get an answer today. At your flashing lights report, the time is 8:04, high of 79 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
They're making sure it's on a Friday, too.
Reasonable doubt, 25 years.
Let's do this.
About to get into it. Keep it locked.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Man, I just wonder if you had told me when I was 16 and this album came out that 25 years later I'd be on Hot 97 discussing the importance of it. I want to know what I would have believed less. That I would be on Hot 97 talking about anything, or that I would be talking about the first album from the greatest ever at that moment.
Right.
Because no one was thinking, when Reasonable Doubt came out, not one soul was thinking, well, this is the first album from the guy who's going to go on to be the greatest. And people did think that about when Biggie and Nas dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as if you could say no one ever thought that, because when Illmatic and Ready to Die came out, people consumed it going, am I listening to the guy who's going to be the greatest?
Right, but and also, right. I would assert here, and this is something we can all learn from, the reason Hove took it as far as he did and took it the farthest of anyone in rap is because it was a slow beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It forced him to be the most creative, have the most ingenuity, the most business savvy. It forced him to be, you know, more deliberate and careful.
Right, strategic.
And strategic, yeah, man. It for like when you're when you know when all the accolades and everything come fast. Pause, super pause. Mm. You know, sometimes it clouds people, man. It makes the knife dull. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why today you still have somebody like Hove who knows how to be patient and knows how to really take his time with things.
Yeah, no, it definitely benefited him in many ways that he was able to grow as time went on. Although, listen, there are a lot of people who will also tell you that this is his best album. You know, I think he really got there at Blueprint. I think Blueprint's the one. But this one is damn good. And remember, Ebro, not only did it not happen right away, he'd already been in the game grinding for a minute when this came out.
That's facts. Super facts.
It's already years after Hawaiian Sophie. It's a few years after he'd done the original Flavor, Can I Get Open? Right. It's a few years after he dropped the In My Lifetime single on Payday. So he'd already been grinding for a minute when this even came out. Where are we going,
Cashmere Cass? Thoughts?
Right, where are we going?
We got Cashmere Thoughts?
Shawnee?
Nope.
That's the one. You can give him a taste, but that's the one we don't have.
We don't have that clean. What about Coming of Age?
We don't.
I got that.
Okay. You got Coming of Age?
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, hit it.
Woo! Blake. What up, Blake?
I love that record. Always did.
It's a great record. So since we don't have Cashmere Thoughts, do we play Bring It On?
That's my job.
Regrets. Or Can I Live Part 2 with Blake?
Easy. We don't have Regrets clean. And we have Bring It On. And Can I Love 2 was a bonus. We got to play Bring It On. Shouts to Sauce Money and Jazz. Primo.
Yo, man. 25 years. Shout to Jay-Z.
Hove.
Like they cooking crack. Hey, yo, Jay.
Greatest.
Oh, you guys, Kevin wants to play Ride or Die. All right, yeah. Kevin, told us that you're on parole.
Right.
You've been with the same girl how long?
Going on 11 years now.
Michelle, and now Michelle was your ride or die the whole time you was on lock.
Yeah.
She's already a ride or die. Why you gotta test her? That was a test in itself.
She held me down.
I mean, but you wanna test her again.
I gotta keep testing her, yeah.
You gotta keep testing her. That's
this
raggedy
guy.
That sounds so raggedy. But we're gonna do it because it's fun. All right, Kevin, what's the scenario? How are we going to test it? What are we going to do? Maybe the police is on their way to your crib. Maybe your PO and them is on their way to the crib. They want to do a check-in on you, a surprise check-in.
All right.
And listen, why don't you say that she has to come and get rid of a stash?
All right.
All right, good.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. We're calling Michelle. Hang on, y'all.
You have 30 seconds to see if she'll drop what she's doing and come ride for you, okay?
All right.
Hello?
So,
what's up?
Look, my little worker, he just got arrested. Parole is coming to the house. You gotta go home. I got something under the bed. You gotta get rid of it.
What the f***? Wait a minute, hold on. Oh my God, I got Malia. How long do I have?
Can you go or not?
Yeah.
It's under the bed. Are you gonna go get rid of it?
Yeah, I'm gonna go right now. Hold on.
Yeah! Hey! Yo, Kevin, looks like you got a ride or die, my G.
Yeah, she's still riding.
Michelle.
What?
Kevin wanted to see if you was his ride or die.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Oh, you almost gave her a heart attack,
yo,
man.
Yo, she was stressed,
bro. Oh, my God, do not play with me like that. Oh, my God.
Now, Michelle, listen. We already told Kevin that it was foul because you rode for him while he was on lock. Yo, she's relieved, man.
Is that nervous laugh? Aw.
Kevin, tell your woman you love her, man.
I love you, baby.
Oh, goodbye.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich,
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B and Rakim. Method Man and Red Man. Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
BERideorDie@gmail.com.
Laura Rosenberg on assignment right now, but I wanted to make sure this conversation happened for New York City. This is Mrs. Misha Porter. She is the current New York City School Chancellor. Is that,
yes,
am I saying? Is that the, that's the right title? And you now Mr. Carranza used to come on the show a lot. He stepped down, and now you're the new big boss of all the schools. Bronx native, correct?
Bronx native, Bronx still.
Now tomorrow,
born and raised in Queens, so I gotta acknowledge South Jamaica, Queens, or else people get mad at me.
There you
and
go.
Far Rockaway.
Our brother Shawnee Culture's in the background going Queens.
Oh yeah.
this will air. Tomorrow's the last day of school. Or today's the last day of school for public school. Any message from you to the parents, the kids, and the teachers after this tough year?
You know, my message probably has been the same since I sat in this role and since I was leading in the Bronx. I just want to thank the parents, the teachers, our students. Our students and families have been so resilient. Our parents have jumped in and been co-teachers with our teachers and faculty. And our teachers have also really reinvented and recreated classrooms into these digital spaces. So I just want to say thank you. I'm looking forward to next year. But I also want to acknowledge the folks that we don't always mention, and it's our school safety agents who've been in the buildings every day, our custodians who've been cleaning. All these folks have been there since the pandemic. They never left. They never went remote. Our nurses, our kitchen workers, so many people who've just been on the front lines and have never gone home, but have been working to make sure, you know, our families are fed, our buildings are clean and safe. And so I just think it's so important to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody.
With now you being appointed by Mayor de Blasio and us headed towards a change in the administration after this election, your job may or may not be yours. They may appoint someone else, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you've just had a short time on the job. Are you someone, and I don't know if it's even the right thing, where you propose or you have a proposal that goes to the next administration about the changes and the things that you're going to do? How does this work in transition?
Well, for me, you know, I am a 20-year DOE veteran. And, you know, I when I took on this job, I was very clear that my priorities were to get us open and get us going. But, you know, as a 20-year educator, we have to have a plan and a path forward. And so we are developing one. We are not living in election cycles. We are living in what's best for students and for children every single day. I'm a teacher, I'm a principal, and now I'm the chancellor. And so I bring all of that to the table, you know, as we vision our system forward.
Let's talk about school safety. There's been a lot of talk about changing over from the NYPD overseeing school safety. A lot of people who work with school safety say the Department of Education used to run school safety and it was a mess. And that's why the NYPD is seeing it. But some people with the, you know, with the police accountability issues and the criminalization of youth and the school to prison pipeline, seeing uniforms walking around our schools, I think has, you know, in this moment in history, kind of turned some people off. Like, yeah, no, we're familiarizing our youth with, you know, police and the policing and that sort of thing too early. Where are you with this and what's best? What have you seen work and what do you think is the best way forward?
So I think what I've seen is school safety agents who've been a real part of our school communities and will continue to be that. And so for me, this moment is really important about changing the way we secure our schools, keeping our buildings safe always, but also recognizing in this moment that criminalizing
our students is something that we absolutely cannot do in our school buildings. And so we need to build safe and supportive environments around them. Our school safety agents are a major part of that. And for me, that's what this moment is about. That's what this transition is about. We students, families don't send their kids to school to be arrested. They send them to school to learn. And we want to create environments that are conducive for learning, but also acknowledge our students make mistakes. And we have to They have to learn from those mistakes. We have to teach them from for the. We have to teach them about those mistakes. But we also don't want to, like to your point, we don't want to start the school. The school to prison pipeline shouldn't start in school. We don't want that to happen, and it happens, you know, too often. And we have to change that narrative. And part of that is changing the way school safety functions in our building and building deeper partnerships.
So does that mean that you are for the NYPD maintaining oversight over school safety, or you want that to change?
You know, it's in the process of changing, and I look forward to being a part of the conversation on how that happens.
Got it. So it's definitely happening. The how is still being worked on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Let's talk about New York City having the headline always says New York City has the most violated public school system in the nation. What do you say to that headline? Chancellor Carranza would come on and often talk about him believing that it's true and talk about how it was true. But it feels like there's pushback from some of the more wealthier parents that use public schools in trying to get kids from different economic classes and racial backgrounds intermixed in some schools. How are we dealing with that?
You know, what I've said over and over, first of all, it's true. We know it's true. Like New York City knows that is true for our system. And it's something that we've been working really hard to change. You know, it starts with not having a single measure for admissions into any particular school. It continues with diversity initiatives across the system. It also is about creating every school in every community to be one that families and students can be proud of sending their children to. And so we have to do the work to change our system. And we can't have these gates that create spaces where we are creating a more segregated system. We have to open up the doors to New York City public schools in a different way.
And what timeline is that on? And where are you in that journey of unraveling these issues?
You know, we are looking at our gifted and talented programs. It's been very controversial, but it's important. You know, there are so many gifted students across the city. So we're looking at our gifted and talented programs. We're looking at, you know, our schools have already started to look at their admissions criteria. So there are multiple measures for entry into programs into our schools. And so, you know, all of those things are happening now and will continue to happen.
It feels like some of the more controversial issues exist in Manhattan with districting, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know the outer boroughs if I've heard so much in the outer boroughs with the districting where you'll have kids in a lower economic bracket living, you know, a block away from kids in a higher economic bracket and not being able to attend the same school, and they live a block away, and that the districting of that has pushed them to a different type of school that maybe is for, you know, and I'm using air quotes, kids from lower income versus kids in higher income. How are we addressing those districting issues?
Well, you know, I want to shout out the Manhattan principals who have, you know, they've done the work themselves to say, you know, we want to change the zones. We want to change the requirements. We want to have more diverse school communities. We want to open up our doors. And so our Manhattan principals have begun to lead that effort. And I'm really proud of them, super supportive of them under the leadership of our executive superintendent, Marisol Rosales. You know, but Manhattan isn't the only place, but they've definitely, you know, through our diversity initiatives, our integration programs, you know, we have been able to shift the borders to, you know, just to speak to the districting and open up the doors so students have more access to our schools in Manhattan and across Manhattan.
You know, charter schools, you hear there's, you know, corporations really love charter schools. There are people in higher economic brackets love charter schools and private schools. And most of the time when I'm talking to parents about it, it's because And as a parent, you feel as if in a private or a charter school, as a parent, you have more say so and less bureaucracy when it comes to the curriculum your kids are being taught, or, you know, the swiftness at which it feels like a school adjusts to new learning methods, new technologies, et cetera, et cetera. As chancellor of a public school system, the largest in the nation, that deals with tons of bureaucracy, what can you say to parents who maybe have lost faith in our public school system?
You know, I see my job when I took on this role as chancellor to really shift our system to really working in service of schools and in service of communities. And, you know, that means cutting bureaucracies. That means ensuring that our parents are at the table and have a voice in the curriculum that's being taught in our schools, including ensuring that our curriculum is one in which students see and experience themselves every day. And so parent voice is welcome. But we are doing a lot of work to eliminate the bureaucracies at the central office, some of which I've learned about when I got there. Right. But, you know, our leaders, our principals, I was a principal in the Bronx for 11 years, and we were able to do amazing things. And so we also have to, you know, really recognize the moment where our leaders can really partner with communities to make changes, because change happens at the local level. It happens at the school level. It absolutely, it doesn't happen at the central office. The central office creates the conditions for the change to happen, but the change happens at the school level.
I think that's a very important point, because I don't think as a parent, I understand that how much latitude a particular school has or a principal has or a teacher has, right? Like you don't necessarily understand how much influence the faculty in a school has. And you're saying that they have a lot of influence.
Absolutely. You know, I was a principal. You know, we chose the curriculum that we taught in our school. We engaged our families as part of that process. Our students were part of that process. Our students asked for a Black History course at our school, and we created it. Our students wanted to have a fencing program. We created it. We had an amazing policy debate team that grew out of what our students and families asked for. So there's definitely space to create at the local school level what schools want. Our job at the central level is to provide support to make it happen for schools.
During the pandemic, you heard a lot about students not getting the resources, in mostly tablets. Like that was like the big headline. There's not enough tablets. Kids aren't getting tablets. What are the facts? What actually happened? And where did our public schools and our ability to get students fall short?
Yeah. So we got over 500,000 devices into the hands of students. And that doesn't include, and I know this for a fact, principals who, when we were heading into remote learning, they were giving out devices from their buildings because they wanted to make sure students had devices, including our elected officials who also were like, we want to help get hands in the devices of students. I think where we fell short, and it is a systemic issue, was in ensuring that every student had not only a device, but access to a device with Wi-Fi and broadband. Right. And you know, the 500,000 devices that we put in the hands of students were Wi-Fi enabled. But as a system moving forward, we have to ensure that we are one-to-one, period. You know, that is the path forward for education. And it's not about remote learning. It's about ensuring that new technologies are a part of our students' learning experiences.
What does one-to-one mean? What does that mean?
One-to-one means, you know, I liken it to when you and I were in school, right? We got a number two pencil.
Right.
If you didn't have a sharpener, you didn't have a number two pencil. You right. just had a stick of wood, unless you were creative and knew how to work a knife and a pencil, right? You know, some of us knew how to do that. You knew how to do that.
Yeah, but, nah, you could take a file, take a fingernail file or envelope opener, or when you scrub it on the pavement, you could scrub it on the pavement and sharpen the wood.
It took a little bit of time. But you know, the number two pencil of the 21st century is a Wi-Fi enabled device, period. And we have to make sure that every student has that, and that the path forward in our public schools is about leveraging that device, leveraging the interaction between the student and the teacher, using a device as a teaching tool.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Got it. And so for this coming school year, I heard there was a headline that there's no more snow days.
Oh, Lord, the snow days. Ebro, you're going to have to come play in the snow, too. I promised everybody that we there are no more snow days. The pandemic has taught us how to leverage. You, I know, remember Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
Our school was down for a week.
That's
and
right.
We had no recourse. We had no way of teaching during that time. Now we do. And so what I promised everybody is no more snow days where there isn't learning. But how about snow days where there's learning and fun?
Okay.
I promise.
Talk to us now. So you're meaning like I check in the morning on my tablet at home.
You do some work.
And then I get to go outside and shovel and play.
Exactly. Shoveling is an important part of it because we got to get that snow up.
Now for the parents, how do they plan for that? Because if they're having to go to work still, what kind of support will they get from public schools if you have a parent that's not even able to stay home for a snow day or, you know, what they have going on?
You know, we're going to work with our parents. And, what our parents have done also really throughout this pandemic is work together and support each other. You know, that old school community where you knocked on your neighbor's door and you checked on them, you know, that became really evident in the way we engaged throughout the pandemic. And so we want to make sure we also during the pandemic created rec centers. So I'm sure if we hear from parents that there's a real issue about I got to go to work still. And, you know, the snow day, you know, of remote learning when I need to be on, it's going to be hard. We're looking forward to working with parents. And our teachers will be on, too.
Right.
So, teachers might be a little upset with me, too, about the snow day. But I promise we're going to all have a little fun on the snow day.
Well, I think we romanticize the snow day, right? Because as kids, we knew what that meant. I mean, it was like, yo, snow day? Oh, I'm laying back right now. I'm kicking back. You know,
New York City. I went to New York City public schools. I remember one snow day my whole academic life.
Chancellor, no. I'm telling you there was more. And even if there wasn't more, in my mind, I feel like there was more. So don't do that.
I'm telling you, I remember one. I remember being in the backyard. I remember how much snow there was in the backyard. If there were two, that was a lot. But there were never many in New York City. And as an educator, because we also look forward to those snow days, there were very few. But I do think what's important about this moment is, you know, we have new technology that will allow us to keep our students learning and not experience what we experienced during Hurricane Sandy. And that is the complete shutdown. And so that's what I think is important.
As a chancellor, I'm sure you hear from parents that feel like education is now just getting kids ready to take tests. You know, where are we, you know, with the standardized testing and parents and New York City public schools and testing and all of that? And then also on top of that, right, I also hear from parents, you know, they don't have the resources that some of the rich households have, so they don't have the tutors to get their kids, you know, the extra help. To get, you know, better scores on tests so that they can get into some of these more elite programs. In what ways are you making sure that the kids that don't have the resources get the support?
Well, this is a great time for resources in New York City. You know, we have finally gotten to the place where our schools are fully funded thanks to the work of our legislators across the state. And so our schools are going to receive 100% fair student funding. we have tons of stimulus resources. And so we want to make sure that we provide that additional academic support to every student that needs it going forward. And so we don't want our families to feel like, you know, they have to compete with richer families. We want them to know that we're going to provide tutoring services. We're going to provide academic enrichment services. We're going to provide additional support as needed. We're going to be here to wrap ourselves fully around our students. We're also going to provide social emotional support by ensuring that we have additional social work supports in our school buildings. And so we are ready to wrap ourselves fully around our 1.1 million students in New York City public schools.
And how do we as the taxpayers, you know, get access to understanding how this money is managed that's coming in from the stimulus, right? Because we've all heard the horror stories, right?
Yes.
$10 million was blown by giving to some consultant who was a friend of the head of the this and nothing actually happened. Or all the teachers went on a retreat and blew $2 million on some retreat at some nice hotels. And we hear the horror stories, right? But how can we track this money? What kind of transparency is there? And where can, you know, even me as a media person, right? I would love to be able to tell parents in the morning, hey, this program has started, or hey, here's this new program, et cetera, et cetera. So where we can actually share information to get these kids, you know, into the programs that are going to be new and we have funding for.
Yeah. So I've been on a listening tour, around how families want to see us leverage those resources. So that was the starting point. The starting point for me was giving people a voice in how we allocate the resources. The second step is going to be that's going to be public. School budgets are public. We'll send the link to you so you can share it with the listeners. School budgets are public. Central office budgets are public. But in this moment, we have a responsibility to make sure that we're leveraging the resources that we've been given to do the work that we need to do for our students. And that includes having strong literacy programs, strong academic programs, strong math programs, providing access to strong enrichment opportunities, music and arts programs like we've never seen before. And so we have an opportunity to create the schools that we all talk about, you know, that our students deserve. And so, you know, I think the accountability is going to come in really seeing that our schools have programming in place that families want and desire for their children.
Well, we would love to, any programs that you guys are rolling out, right? And any success stories, we would love to be involved in sharing that with the public. So we have a direct line of communication now, Mrs. Misha Porter, and it's been a pleasure talking to you today.
It's been a privilege. I'm going to plug Summer Rising, though. You asked about a program. We're making a huge investment in our summer program for students K-12, full day programming, free academics, enrichment, social emotional supports, and more importantly, fun. So I'm going to plug that. Please share it with
Rising.
Summer Rising.
Yes. Danielle, I see one of your people on here. Danielle, please send us that official info. I want to shout that out. And this is just a sign up deal and it's free. People just got to sign up and go.
Yep.
I love it. Yeah. Danielle, please get us all the info. Chancellor, it was a pleasure. I know you have a commencement speech today. All the graduates, everybody, you know, entering into the summer, all the students. I know it was a tough year. For everybody, but specifically the teachers. The teachers, I mean, they did an amazing, amazing job, Chancellor. I don't know if you want to say any extra words for the teachers and the parents, but listen, it was, it was incredible.
I am a DOE parent as well. And so I just want to say there aren't enough words to thank teachers for the way they've turned their living rooms into classrooms.
Right.
You know, the way they've delivered resources they've dropped off devices, they've dropped off textbooks, they've dropped off food, they've dropped off materials. You know, when we talk about showing up 100% for our students, our teachers have done that. And, you know, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful as the chancellor, but I'm also thankful as a New York City DOE public school parent. I thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, I tear up thinking about it, man. Real talk, because the teachers pulled it through. We love you. Chancellor, have a phenomenal summer. We will be in touch.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Take care.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On, Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.